download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
Here we go. We got back more basketball action here on the Pulse here tonight. 96.9 KOZA. MJ, our studio producer here tonight. Brandon Tamman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena as we get you set for first round action here in the Class 3A Boys State Basketball Championship Tournament. It's the 2-7 matchup in this field as the 7 seed Silver Lake Eagles take on the 2 seed and number 3 ranked Lake and Bronx. Again, Brandon Tabman, MJ alongside as well, our studio producer, getting you set for this one here tonight. Well, let's get a little background on both of these teams, and we'll start with Silver Lake under head coach Shannon Krueger, his second season at the helm. They won 14 games a year ago. They improved that by 4 wins here in 24-25. They have a record of 18-5 entering this tournament. They have won 4 consecutive games in 8 of their last 9. They won the sub-state tournament with victories over Jefferson West, Osage City, and Sabetha last week in the title game, with that game being played inside the roundhouse at Hiawatha. The lone state title for the Silver Lake boys, you got to go all the way back to 1981. That was also the lone title game appearance as well. And it's going to be a tough draw and a tough matchup here for the Eagles tonight against the Lake and Bronx, the number 3 ranked team in the classification. They have a record of 22-1. They are the High Plains League champions, and they have won 20 consecutive games. Their only blemish was back on December 13th against Colby. That was a 68-60 final. And during this 20-game streak, they have been on a dominant run. During this streak, only one of those wins have come by less than 10 points. That was a 4-point victory against Holcomb, 48-44. And they have a heavy senior class. 11 of the 12 on this roster for the Bronx are seniors. The senior class has decorated a career record of 71-20. Lakin, first trip here to state since all the way back in 2001 and 2002. Last time they also won the state championship, they were unblemished that year, going 26-0. But it's been a 23-year drought for the Bronx, although 4 of the last 6 seasons, their season has come short, losing in the sub-state championship game. Again, glad to have you alongside here on the Pulse. MJ in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. It's Silver Lake and Lakin. We'll have more pregame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Pre-game coverage continues here on the Pulse tonight from the Hutchinson Sports Arena here in Hutchinson, Kansas. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It's presented by Giant Mobile. Let's get you caught up on the bracket. Silver Lake and Lakin just minutes away from tipping off. But let's get you caught up on the bracket. This is quarterfinal matchup number 3. Final one following this one will be the 3-6 matchup against 22-1 Cheney and 20-3 Goodland. Top of the bracket, the first 2 matchups of the day. Top seed and undefeated Galena getting by the 8 seed Bishop Ward, who won the Hiawatha Substate over Perry LeCompton, but Galena getting by Bishop Ward. That final was 55-48. Their opponent will be the 4 seed Heston Swathers, who the Silver Lake girls are going to see tomorrow night in the semifinals on that side. But Heston holding on in thrilling fashion. They beat Burlington. That final was 45-42. All right, let's dive a little bit deeper into both of these teams. Again, we'll start with Silver Lake. Head coach Shannon Krueger, second year at the helm, 18-5. They went 8-2 in the Big East League, but they lost the tiebreaker to Nemaha Central. So the Thunder, your Big East League champs. Silver Lake had a same record of 8-2 alongside the Thunder, but again, they lost the tiebreaker, losing that head-to-head matchup. Well, Dane Johnson, the 6'3 junior forward, the leading scorer for this Eagles team, averaging 21 points per game, and he's had some monster games this season. Had 37 in a game at Rossville back in mid-December, and then also just less than about 3 weeks ago, a game against St. Mary's, he put up 35 points, including the game-winning basket over the St. Mary's Bears. Also averaging double figures is Brody Dider, a 5'11 senior, who is averaging 12 points and nearly 5 rebounds a game. And then Jared Johnson, who's got 3 years of varsity experience. He is a 6'2 senior, averaging 12 points and a couple of rebounds as well. Silver Lake, their first trip here to state in 7 years. Got to go back to 2017, the last time the Eagle boys made the state tournament, and overall their 9th appearance at the state tournament in program history. Of course, we had the girls on our networks, MSC Radio Networks, last night. The defending champ, Silver Lake girls, again, moving on. And it's the first time in Silver Lake history that the boys and girls basketball teams qualified for the state tournament in the same year. This is going to be a tough matchup for Silver Lake tonight. The Lake and Bronx, a record of 22-1, 19 wins by 20 or more points, and 3 of those wins were against 6A schools. And they got a JUCO-style lineup in terms of the height that they are going to present to this Silver Lake team. And it starts with their foreign exchange student from Gabon, Africa. That is Nico Dume. He is a 6'6 senior, averaging over 18 points and 8 rebounds a game. Well, 6'6, it's not the tallest guy on their roster. They got Austin Ritzma, who is a 6'7 senior, averaging a near double-double at 11 points and 9 rebounds per game. Drew Patterson, he is an excellent 3-point shooter. He is a 5'8 senior, 56 triples made, and about 39% clip as he hits that there. Again, the Bronx, during this 20-game win streak, only one of those 20 wins was decided by less than 10 points. In the senior class, out of 91 games played, they have won 71 of those games. Nate Schmidt is their head coach, and they won the Scott City Substate. Dominant wins across the board, 87-28 over Nickerson. They also beat Hoisington 63-35, and Beloit in the championship game. That final was 59-43. This Lake and Bronx offense averaging 72 points per game, and defensively they give up just 39 points per game. Again, on paper, this is a tough matchup here for Silver Lake, but it's one game scenario time. You win, you move on. You lose, your season is done. A final timeout. The starting lineups and the tip-off are coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warm. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473 or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Introductions are going on right now at Silver Lake and Lakin, the 2-7 matchup here in the boys' Class 3A State Basketball Championship Tournament. MJ, our studio producer tonight here on the Pulse. Brandon Tamman with you. We are courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is the Silver Lake Eagles under second-year head coach Shannon Kruger, a record of 18-5. And runner-up in the Big East League this year, averaging 64 points per game. They give it up at 57 points per game. Dane Johnson, 6'3 junior and leading scorer for this Eagles team at 21 points and 8 rebounds a game. DeAndre Rosano as well, a 6'2 senior, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Brody Deiters, a 5'11 senior guard, at 12 points and 5 rebounds a game. Also in the backcourt, 5'9 senior. That's J.P. Whitehead, averaging 2 points a game. And Jared Johnson, a 6'2 senior forward, at 12 points and 2 rebounds a game. So again, for the 18-5, 7 seed, Silver Lake Eagles, Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Deiter, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson. For head coach Nate Schmidt and the Lakin Bronx, number 3 ranked team in the classification, the number 2 seed in this tournament, a record of 22-1, the High Plains League champions this season, and on a 20-game winning streak. Adric Gomez-Escobel, he is a 6-foot senior guard, leads the team in assists at nearly 5 a game, adding 8 points and 3 rebounds a contest as well. The 6'7 senior forward, Austin Ritzma, leads the team in rebounds and block shots. He's averaging 11 points and nearly 9 rebounds a game. The foreign exchange student from Gabon, Africa, that is Nico Dume. He is a 6'6 senior, averaging 18 points and 8 rebounds a game. Also in the starting lineup in the backcourt, Drew Patterson, a 5'8 senior guard, just north of 8 points per game. He leads the team in made threes this season with 56. And also in the backcourt is Coulter Oldham, a 6'2 senior, averaging just shy of 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. Oldham is a 1,000-point career scorer in his career and a multi-time state track and field champion. So again, for the number 3 ranked Lakin Bronx under head coach Nate Schmidt, with a record of 22-1, Adric Gomez-Escobel, Austin Ritzma, Nico Dume, Drew Patterson, and Coulter Oldham. Starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Again, MJR studio producer Brandon Tabman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Road team Silver Lake on the scoreboard. The all-road maroon uniforms trimmed in gold. And for the home team, Lakin Bronx on the scoreboard, they have their home white uniforms, purple numerals and lettering, and they are trimmed out in yellow. Excited to bring it to you here tonight on the Pulse. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Galena and Heston, that is one semifinal set. Lakin and Silver Lake coming up. Cheney and Goodland in the nightcap. Two winners facing off tonight, right here in the semifinals. As we sit courtside, DeAndre Rosano will jump against 6'7" senior Austin Ritzma. Bronx will go left to right. Rosano, the opening tip one for Silver Lake. Eagles from right to left here in the first half, and we are underway here on the Pulse. Top of the key, here is Dane Johnson driving, firing off the window, too strong, and a rebound for Ritzma. One and done possession there. Here come the Bronx, averaging 72 points per game. Left side, Gomez-Escobel for three. It is nothing but nylon. Adric Gomez-Escobel, his 32nd triple of the season, and the Bronx 30 seconds in out to a 3-0 lead. Here's J.P. Whitehead into the front court. He has it high on the right wing. Man-to-man defense here by Lakin to start. This is a very tall and athletic Bronx squad with 11 seniors on the roster. James Johnson, left side kick. Here's a dive by Dider. Might have been partially blocked. And a rebound cleared away by Dume. Dume puts it on the dribble. Spins in the lane. Shot rejected. Ritzma right there, though, to put it up and in. Lakin out to a 5-0 lead. 60 seconds into the game. Here is J.P. Whitehead, near sideline, running up the floor. Gets it into the front court. Here's Dider. Puts it on the dribble in the paint. Rosano had it inside. He lost it. Taken away. Silver Lake with a turnover up the floor. Here's Oldham spinning. Left-handed shot. Up and good. A 7-0 start. And not even 90 seconds in, Silver Lake has to burn a timeout. A strong start for the Bronx. And we will stay here. It is a 30-second timeout. Adric Gomez-Escobel, the first bucket on a long left wing three. Ritzma and Oldham, a couple of baskets as well. And Silver Lake, they have got to be careful. This Bronx team is tall. They are athletic. They average, again, over 72 points per game, hit 46% of their shots, including over 30% from downtown. And that length equals 39.5 rebounds per game. Silver Lake, they're going to have to lock things up here. This Lakin team is very, very athletic. Out of the timeout, they show a little pressure here in the full court. Dane Johnson will throw it in. They go man-to-man here with this full court pressure. Bounced in near side and out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call a travel, and Silver Lake turns it over. So the Bronx forcing the second Eagles turnover in the game. 6:35 to go opening quarter, and the Bronx out to a 7-0 lead. They have made their first three shots of the game. They dump it into the backcourt. The 6-foot senior, Adric Gomez-Escobel. Top of the circle. Right side pass to Patterson. They reverse it back to Oldham. Perimeter passing here between Oldham, Patterson, and Gomez-Escobel. Zone defense right now for the Eagles. Here's a three by Patterson. Front rim, no. Good. Box out by Jared Johnson on Dume. And the rebound cleared away by Brody Dider. Into the front court. Silver Lake down 7-0, about 2 minutes in. Here's Dider, right side on the wing, up top to Dane Johnson. 21 points per game. Here's a drive, and a shot is no good, but a foul on the floor. And Lakin's first foul against Drew Patterson, the 5'8 senior guard. 6:02 to go, opening quarter. 7-0, Lakin in front. Eagles trying to get on the board. They dump it into Dider. He lost it. Able to get it back, though. He's got it in the paint. He's got to get rid of it. Does so left side to Dane Johnson on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. He wants to dive. Dider, a right side kick for three. And there it is. Brody Dider getting the Eagles on the board. A right wing triple. Lakin's lead is 7-3. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Here's Dume, head of the circle. Puts it on the dribble left side. Gomez-Escobel thought about it. Gets to the left elbow, creating separation. Little strong on the shot, but able to get his own rebound. They'll reset up top. The Bronx have it up 7-3 on Silver Lake. 5.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. First round action here in Hutchinson. Great atmosphere on both sides of the ball. And it's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay here with the Bronx. Throwing it in right in front of us here. Right side on the court side here. In Hutch. Gomez-Escobel gets the inbounds pass. Lazy pass left side to Oldham. They reverse it back here right side to Patterson. Dume had it knocked away at the elbow, but they get it back. Ritzma inside. Shot off the heel. Trying to fight for his own rebound. Ball still in the air. Ritzma again rejected by Rosano. What defense. DeAndre Rosano. Multiple opportunities there for the 6'7 forward Ritzma. But fortunate for the Bronx, they do keep the possession after a massive rejected shot by DeAndre Rosano. Here's Gomez-Escobel on the inbounds pass. Has it left side on the wing. They set it up for Patterson in the corner for three. It's good. Drew Patterson knocks in his first three tonight. It's 57th triple of the year. That leads the team. And they get it right back, does the Bronx. It's 10-3 Lakin at 4:44 and moving in quarter number one. Here's J.P. Whitehead into the front court. Get our first sub at the next dead ball for the Bronx. Whitehead working to the right wing, picks up the dribble there, and gets it off to Jared Johnson right there on the wing. Bronx are going man-to-man, no surprise, too much size and athleticism across the board. Whitehead picks up the dribble prematurely, gets it off to Dider, top of the key, works right, he's inside the three-point line. Now short corner right, Dane Johnson, he's doubled by 6'6 and 6'7. Gets away from one, Whitehead's pass, or he was trying to receive the pass, was Whitehead, goes through his legs and out of bounds, and Silver Lake turns it over for a third time. Lakin brings in their first sub. This is Tyler Holloway, a 6'3 senior. Mentioned in the pregame, 11 of the 12 suited up for Lakin are seniors. The only non-senior is a freshman, and that's the younger brother of Tyler Holloway. That is Aiden Holloway. Here's Dume. Free throw line, wants to work. Drive and kick. Patterson again. This time not there on a right corner triple. Tipped out into the hands of Jared Johnson. And here comes Silver Lake. They're down seven. Dane gets to the rack. Shot no good, but a foul. Look at Gomez Esquivel on the blocking call. That'll be team foul number two against Lakin. And free throws coming up here for the 6'3 junior in Dane Johnson. Silver Lake trailing 10-3. 3:55 to go opening quarter. 21 points, 8 rebounds a game, and the first free throw is short, no good. First subs into the game for Silver Lake as well. We see Amen Kaufman also into the game. Hunter Rooks, a 5'9 sophomore. And now we get a whistle by the official. They bring Rooks back to the scores table so he can recheck in. Looks like Joel Miller will check in as well for Dane Johnson if he's able to knock in this freebie. He missed the first short. Second on the way. That one got the kind shooter's touch. First point tonight for Dane Johnson. Or correction, not Joel Miller, it's Grady Bergman, who has checked into the game, age 6'1 junior. 10-4 Lakin, under 4 minutes to go here. Clock moving first quarter. Gomez Esquivel, hard drive, taking it all the way. Got it to go. Is it an offensive foul? It is. Good job by Hunter Rooks to step in and take the charge. Gomez Esquivel picks up his second, and Lakin team foul number three. Couple subs into the game. Ross Ryder has checked in here for Lakin also as well. Eric Munson. So they have gone deep into the bench here early. A veteran squad, their senior class, with 71 career wins. Long pass near midcourt and a lot of contact and a foul against the Bronx. Going to be against Munson, who just checked in, and that's the last foul to give as it's team foul number four. Near midcourt, far side. Silver Lake will throw it in. 3:48 to go opening quarter. Lakin 10, Silver Lake 4. Dane Johnson to throw it in. Get it into the backcourt here. It is Jared Johnson. Puts it on the dribble. Gets in the paint. Should be a charge. It is. So both teams exchanging charges. That foul on Jared Johnson is first. Turnover number four, and the first foul of the game against the Eagles as well. Lakin gets it back. 10-4, they lead it by six. 3:42 to go, opening quarter. Here's Tyler Holloway into the front court from left to right. Was far side, now angles back, middle of the floor. Up top, Ross Ryder with it. They want to get a post touch here. Dume kicks it back out into the corner with Holiday. Dume underneath, lost it, out of bounds, and a Bronx turnover. First turnover of the game by the Bronx. They average 12.5 turnovers a game. And their first one here in quarter number one. 3:27 to go. 10-4. Lakin by six. They have gone man-to-man pressure full court the entire way. Here is Hunter Rooks receiving the inbounds pass. They clear it away for him to get into the front court near sideline. Has it high left on the wing. Working with the right-handed dribble. Now Dane Johnson attacks. He is guarded by Dume. Puts it on the dribble. Nice drive and kick. Bergman in the paint. Hop step. Shot. No. A lot of contact. But no call. Rebound. Drew Patterson. One-handed pass into the front court. Dume sidestepping. That should be a travel. It is. Second turnover by the Bronx. And the Eagles get it back as DeAndre Rosano is going to check back into the game. Also checking back in for the Bronx will be Coulter Oldham. 3:04 to go. First quarter. It started out hot for Lakin, but the Eagles' defense has tightened up a bit. Silver Lake down six at 10-4. Here's Jared Johnson receiving the inbounds pass. He's guarded by Ross Ryder. Ryder riding him into the front court. High right on the wing across the midcourt line, and a little hesitant there, but a foul called as Ryder a little handsy there, his first. Team foul number five, and that puts Dane Johnson at the line to shoot two. Eagles in the bonus the rest of the quarter. Still 2:54 to go. Chance to chip away at this six-point deficit. Lakin 10, Silver Lake 4. Johnson's first free throw is pure. His second free throw made in the quarter. 2 points tonight, and it's 10-5. It's cut in half. Chance to get it to four. Johnson, nice spin on it. Got the kind shooter's touch. three consecutive free throws made. He's 3 for 4 from the stripe. And the Eagles within 4, 10-6, 2:50 to go here in this opening quarter. Here's a drive by Oldham, right-handed shot. It goes a little bit strong. Lakin trying to save it, but it goes out of bounds, and the Eagles get it back. Quick possession there by the Bronx. Here comes Austin Ritzma, the 6'7 senior, right back into the game. Also into the game, returning Jared Johnson here for Silver Lake, as it will be Aben Kaufman to get a breather. Man-to-man, full-court pressure by the Bronx. 10-6, Lakin in front by 4, 2:43 to go opening quarter. Here's Dider with it, guarded by Dume, and they switch here on the screen as now Dume is guarding Dane Johnson as he works it into the front court. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand, goes right, kicks it into the corner. Rooks thought about it, pulls up from 15, back rim no, and Dume a strong rebound, and he's fouled after clearing away that rebound. Oh no, no foul. It's going to be a flop warning, I believe, against the Bronx. Okay. The next one will be a technical foul. But nonetheless, it will be Lakin basketball with a 10-6 lead over Silver Lake at 2:22 to go in this first quarter. Into the front court with it. Tyler Holloway with it. Right side pass to Oldham. Up top, Dume. Left side it goes. Here's Holloway again. Now a deep three. Left rim, no. Offensive rebound, though, for Ritzma. His third of the quarter. Turns, fires, left it short. Got his own miss. Puts it up. And he's fouled on that second attempt. 6'7" and all of it. And Austin Ritzma will earn a trip to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Silver Lake foul on Brody Dider, his first, and team foul number 2. Ritzma leading this squad in rebounds and blocks. 53% at the line coming into this tournament, and his first free throw is too strong. 2:03 to go, first period. Silver Lake trailing by 4, it's 10-6. Maritzma has one more opportunity at the stripe. It's on the way, hits the rim twice and falls off. He goes 0-for-2. Rebound for Rooks, into the front court, near side. Backs off the defender on the left wing, works it back right to the top of the key, gets it back to Dider right there. Rosano, block touch, going to work. Guarded by Oldham, has to get it back out to Dider in the corner. Left his feet, cutting, Johnson, layup, good! Nice find by Dider, and a two-point bucket by Dane Johnson. He's got 5, and it's back to a two-point game. It's 10-8. As again, Lakin got out to a 7-0 lead, but an 8-3 run since then for the Eagles. Here is Oldham on the wing right, works it back out of the circle. Wants to go to work on Johnson, driving, kicking left. Noah Garcia for 3, little strong. Dane Johnson the rebound. Here comes Silver Lake, chance to tie or take the lead. Here's Jarrett in the corner. He is doubled, gets it back out to Dider, high right. Works it casual to the right wing, now short corner. With Dane Johnson backing down, spinning, fading, and hitting a difficult fadeaway. Sideline J. 7 in the quarter for Dane Johnson, and it's now tied at 10 apiece. 53 seconds left in the quarter. What a run here to close it out for the Eagles. Bounce it up top. Here's Oldham with the basketball. Works it left, Dume. Triple threat. Puts it on the dribble. Crossing, getting to the rack. Missed his own shot. Gets it back. Second chance, no. Ritzma, another one. Puts it up and in. Fans want it over the back. They don't get the call. 33 seconds left here for Silver Lake. They're down 12-10. Rebounding advantage right now for the Bronx. Now that pass is tipped. Dider saving it near midcourt, far side of the floor. Here's Rooks, high left on the wing. 19 seconds to work here for Silver Lake. They're down 2. But after a slow start, they have gotten themselves right back into this ball game. Here's Dane Johnson, closed out by Dume. Dume knocked it away, and he gets a steal at midcourt. Showtime, two-hand jam with ease. Dume, his first basket, emphatic as it takes us to the end of the first quarter. 5 turnovers by Silver Lake, emphatic two-hand stuff by the foreign exchange student from Gabon, Africa. At the end of one quarter, Lakin 14, Silver Lake 10. Back after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the second quarter. Lakin turns it over as they tried to throw the alley-oop to Dume, but it was deflected away by Silver Lake's defense. 14-10 as we get going in quarter number two here in Hutch. First round action here. MJR studio producer Dume nearly got a steal, but deflected out here. The J.P. Whitehead on the wing. Jared Johnson into the corner with Deiter. Gets it back up top to Bergman. Also Rosano into the game. Here's a short corner jump shot. No good. Short. Backside rebound for Whitehead. Silver Lake, they were out-rebounded 14-4 in the first quarter, but only trailing here by four. Deiter's pass knocked away and a steal. 6-7 Ritzma. That's going to be hard to go over. And now a pass deflected out of bounds, and the Bronx will keep it and will throw it underneath their own bucket. Again, we went through that lineup here to start for Silver Lake in the second quarter. The lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Lakin 14, Silver Lake 10, about a minute into this second quarter. First round here at the Class 3A State Championship Tournament. Zone defense here by the Eagles. Short corner right, Ritzma with the basketball. Back out to Patterson. Gomez Esquivel reversing, gets it into the hands of Oldham. Back up top, Gomez Esquivel. Now free throw line, Dume. Good pass, Ritzma. Up and good. Big to big passing there. Ritzma now with 6 points, and it's 16-10. Silver Lake down by six as they work it into the front court here with J.P. Whitehead. Guarded heavily by Drew Patterson. Good matchup there. Dane Johnson closed out by Dume. He has guarded him the entire way. Johnson gets by. Shot up and good. English on it for Dane Johnson. Single-handedly keeping this team in it. And on the other end, a near and one. Shot no good by Coulter Oldham. But a foul on Silver Lake. And Oldham will go to the line for two. The foul against Grady Bergman, his first. A 6'2 senior, Coulter Oldham, a 1,000-point career scorer and a multi-time state track and field champion. 2 points here in the first half. 56% at the line this season, and his first free throw is no good. Bronx starting out 0-for-3 at the free throw line in this game. Brody Deiter back in for Silver Lake. He replaces Bergman, who just picked up that foul. 6:18 to go, first half. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Dane Johnson the rebound for Silver Lake. Lakin 16, Silver Lake 12. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Dane Johnson now being guarded by Ritzma. Gets by to the rack. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Second chance, no. And now Ritzma able to clear this one away. Boy, good opportunity there for Johnson. Couldn't convert, not once, but twice. Dume on the dribble. Right side into the corner. Oldham has it. Thought about triggering a three. Instead backs it out to the right wing. Looking at Dane Johnson defensively. Now Dume hesitates. Three-pointer, front rim, no. On the rebound and moving from right to left is Brody Deiter. Slows it down as he gets it into the front court. Lake in transition defense, very solid on that possession. Here's Dane Johnson working near midcourt. Left side pass on the wing to Deiter. Good switch by Dume defensively. Now Jared Johnson into the corner with Whitehead. Juggled the pass, but settles in. Now wants to dump it down on the block to Rosano. Guarded by Ritzma. Going to work. No chance there. That shot rejected. Ritzma a block and another rebound. 16-12. Lakin has the lead and the ball. Gomez Esquivel a three. Halfway down and out. No, from the right wing. Rebound for Dane Johnson. 3 minutes in. 5 to go in this second quarter. Lakin by four. Into the corner with Whitehead. Thought about it. Back up top to Dane Johnson. Closed out heavily by Dume. Goes to work. Right side pass. Whitehead in the corner. But a charge call is made here as it was Patterson who stepped in. And a turnover by Silver Lake. Second charge taken by the Bronx tonight. And that foul is going to be on Dane Johnson, his first. And the second on the Eagles here in the second quarter. 4:55 to go in this first half. Lakin 16, Silver Lake 12. Silver Lake doing an incredible job defensively, keeping this Bronx offense in check. And as Gomez Escobel worked it far sideline into the front court, another whistle and a foul against Silver Lake. As this time it's on J.P. Whitehead, his first, team third. Far side of the floor, Dume to throw it in. Does so to Gomez Escobel, looks back at his head coach Nate Schmidt to get the call. And he crosses the midcourt line, angling right with the dribble. Now back up top, it goes to Ross Ryder. Dume working on Whitehead, elbow jump shot, off the heel strong, and fighting for the rebound. Good block out there, and I think they get Ritzma over the back. And they do. Austin Ritzma picks up his first foul, and Bronx team foul number one here in the second quarter. Dane Johnson right back in. Rosado gets a breather. 4:37 to go, first half. Lakin 16, Silver Lake 12. Launched into the backcourt here. On the run, two-on-one break. Right at Ritzma. Emphatic block by Ritzma. And cleared away by Ross Ryder. His second block of the half. Here's Dume into the front court. Hesitates on Dider. To the rack. Shot good. Nico Dume has four. And it's 18-12, Lakin. Just south of 4:20 to go in this first half of play. Boy, the length is very noticeable for this Bronx team, who has won 20 consecutive games coming in. Here is Kaufman back in. Little floater. Got it to go. Amen. Kaufman is on the board. Gets it back to four. Lakin 18, Silver Lake 14. Just south of 4 minutes to go in this first half. Good job by this Eagles team hanging around after Lakin jumped out to a 7-0 lead in the first minute of the game. Dume drive, a bump and a foul. No, they call an offensive foul on Nico Dume. It'll be his first, and a turnover by the Bronx. And a sub is in. Hunter Rooks is back in. Dume's going to check out, I believe. He will get a breather as Oldham has checked in for him. Full court pressure here, of course, by the Bronx, and now a long pass. It is deflected, picked up by Dider. Backside pass, shot up and good over Ritzma. Little hesitation there by Kaufman. He's got four. 18-16, Lakin's lead is just two at 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Gomez Escobel, right side on the wing. Up top it goes, Oldham. Time to set for three, no good. Tipped out of bounds, it's going back to Silver Lake. Momentum to the Eagles right now, down two. They can tie or take the lead. They have not led at any point in this first half. Here's Hunter Rooks working it into the front court, guarded by Drew Patterson. Angles left, working on the dribble left wing. Curling around the arc is Kaufman in the paint. Right side pass, Dider for the lead. A little strong on a right wing three, fighting for the rebound. It's still on the floor. Gomez Escobel is going to be... Well, I thought they were going to call it travel, good sportsmanship, but Lakin gets a timeout before a potential turnover. The 30-second timeout, we'll keep it right here. You're listening to High School Basketball. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Brandon Tamman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Shout out to MJ, our studio producer in the Pulse Studios. Well, Lakin at 20 consecutive wins coming in, number three ranked and the number two seed in this tournament, getting a heavy battle from the seven seed Silver Lake Eagles. Lakin leading 18-16 at 3:05 to go in this second quarter. Eagles will be on the defensive end here out of the timeout. They'll show a little pressure here in the full court. Dume gets it back from Gomez Escobel, works it into the front court. Quickly doubled, gets it back to Gomez Escobel, works it on the dribble, in the paint, right-handed shot, rims out, no, tipped up by Ritzma, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound cleared away by Grady Bergman. Another chance to tie or take the lead on this possession for Silver Lake. Bergman crossing over, spinning on Dume, dumps it down, pass deflected, and taken away. Turnover by Silver Lake. They get it up to Ritzma, inside, knocked away, out of bounds. but it was last touched by Jared Johnson. Great defense to get back and stop Ritzma from getting an easy bucket. The Lakin has a possession at 2:37 to go in the half, leading Silver Lake 18-16. DeAndre Rosano checks back in. Brody Deiter, a breather here. Gomez Escobel, right side of his own backboard. They get it on the right wing. Oldham thought about a three. Now Gomez Escobel, waist-high dribbles with the left hand. He'll reset. 2-3 zone defense right now for Silver Lake. They're flashing Dume to the elbow. Not finding him. Gomez Escobel, deep three. Front rim, no. Ritzma fighting for the rebound. Silver Lake has it. A third opportunity here to tie or take the lead, and a foul called in the backcourt. It'll be on Drew Patterson, his second. And Lakin team foul number three here in the quarter. Dane Johnson back in. Also in is Noah Garcia for the Bronx. 2:15 to go, first half. 18-16, Silver Lake down by a deuce. They get it in to Kaufman, who then gets it off to Hunter Rooks. He's going to work it into the front court. He's being guarded by Noah Garcia, who just checked in. Low dribbles, knee high, crossing over left. Hands it off to Jared Johnson. Deep three for the lead. Front rim, no. Rosano, an offensive rebound. He wants to go to work. Shot up. Rim, no. Off the front side. A rebound cleared away by Ritzma. Rosano had to go over all that 6'7 length of Ritzma. Couldn't get it to go. Now Dume had it knocked away. Saved into the corner. Garcia, a three. It's good. Noah Garcia, his first bucket, his 45th triple of the season. And the lead is 5 for Lakin at 21-16. 95 seconds to go in the half. Big save there, an assist by Dume to get Garcia that look from the right corner. Here's Dane Johnson. Right side on the wing. Going to work on Dume. Gets to the elbow. Spins. Gets it back to Jared Johnson on the right wing. Here is Kaufman on a curl. Hesitates. Puts up a shot. No good, but a foul called. And Kaufman has had a good second quarter. He'll continue that stretch at the line to shoot two. And the foul committed by Ritzma. That is his second. Amen Kaufman, 6'3 senior. 4 points here in the quarter, averaging 7 points per on the year. His first free throw, no good. Too strong. Silver Lake now 3-for-5 at the charity stripe here in the first half. Brody Deiter back in. Also Grady Bergman for Silver Lake. Jared Johnson and Dane Johnson going to get a breather here. Also back in for the Bronx is Tyler Holloway. 21-16, Silver Lake down by 5, a minute 17 to go in the half. Kaufman's second is good, and he's got 5 here in the second quarter. 21-17, Bronx with the lead and the ball late second quarter. Here's a step back, right side 3, front rim no, Dume's rebound up and in. Dume's got 6, and it's 23-17. The lead is 6 for the Bronx. A minute to go in this first half. Boy, the size and the rebounding has been a huge stat in this first half. Here is Kaufman, right side on the wing, puts it on the dribble. Little hesitation there, still hesitating. Kicks it into the corner with Grady Bergman. Backed out. Kaufman in the corner, baseline drive. And they call a blocking foul, and free throws coming up here for Silver Lake. Nate Schmidt, the head coach for the Bronx, did not like that call. And that is the third foul on the point guard, Adric Gomez Escobel. That's a big foul. 42 seconds left in the half. 23-17, Silver Lake down 6. Kaufman right back to the line. His third attempt is good. He is now 2-for-3 at the line and has 6 points. Dane Johnson, the leading scorer for Silver Lake, currently with 9. 23-18, trimmed to 5. The second for number 25 is good. Great quarter here for Amen Kaufman. He's got 7. And now a foul in the backcourt as the Eagles are showing a little bit of pressure here. It's their final foul to give of the quarter. That Silver Lake foul on Kaufman, his first. And as I mentioned, team foul number 4. See if Lakin wants to play for the final shot. 36 seconds and rolling. They lead it 23-19. Eagles hanging tough with just a long, athletic, number 3 ranked team. There's Kaufman getting a steal at midcourt. 2-on-1 break. Here's Deiter. Gets it back. Pass deflected, but saved into the corner. Back up top. Whitehead thought about it. 18 seconds to go. Now Deiter in the corner. Back to Whitehead up top. Silver Lake can play for the final shot after the turnover by the Bronx at midcourt. 8 seconds to work. Whitehead, guarded by Dume, has to get rid of it. Does so to Deiter on the left wing. He looks up at the clock. Right elbow, right side pass, shot blocked, and that takes us to the end of the first half. Well, on paper, Lakin, with the size, record, and statistics, you would think might have a bigger lead, but don't count out the 7-seed, 18-win Silver Lake Eagles. Our score at the half, Lakin 23, Silver Lake 19. Halftime show coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. You're listening to high school basketball here on The Pulse. It's a Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Alongside our studio producer, that's MJ, Brandon Tamman here on The Pulse. The Silver Lake boys trailing the Lakin Bronx 23-19 here at the half. Lakin has led the entire way, had a 14-10 lead at the end of one, and the Bronx started out on a 7-0 run in the first minute of the game, but the Eagles settled down, got it to within four, and both teams 9 points in the second, low scoring for a Lakin team that's averaging over 72 points per game. This Silver Lake defense has come to play as they are in this thing. Two quarters in, again, Lakin 23 and Silver Lake 19. Let's go through some of the stats in the first half. One that stands out is rebounding. The length of Lakin advantage there. 23 rebounds to just 13 for Silver Lake. 13 of those 23 rebounds are on the offensive end that has led to 7 second chance points for the Bronx. Austin Ritzma, 11 of those rebounds, the 6'7 forward, going along with 6 points as well, and 7 of his 11 rebounds, have come on the offensive end. Nico Dume, he's got 6 points as well. Outside of that, Noah Garcia with 3, Drew Patterson with 3, Adric Gomez Escobel with 3 as well, and also 2 points from Coulter Oldham. Dane Johnson leading Silver Lake. He has 9 in the first half. Eamon Kaufman off the bench, 7 points, all in the second quarter, and 3 points as well from Brody Deiter. 8 turnovers for Silver Lake, 7 turnovers for the Bronx. Looking at some of the other numbers, points coming from turnovers, that is 6-4 in favor of Lakin. Points in the paint, 14-8 in favor of the Bronx. Second chance points, that is Lakin as well, a 7-0 advantage there. And the bench production, 7-3 in favor of Silver Lake. Shooting numbers in this first half, Lakin has had 13 more shots taken as they were 10 of 32 from the floor. That's good for 31.3%. Silver Lake, they were 6 of 19. That's 31.6%. Eagles, 1 for 4 from three-point range. Lakin, they were 3 of 12 from three-point range. Lakin, they were 0 of 4 from the free throw line. Silver Lake, they were 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Get our halftime score, the Silver Lake boys trailing the Lakin Bronx 23-19 here in Hutch. Back after a timeout, you're listening to high school basketball here on the Pulse.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Getting closer and closer to the start of the second half here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Boys 3A substate, or I should say state championship basketball tournament against Silver Lake, trailing Lakin. It is 23-19. Here at the halftime break, Galena, the top seed, getting by Bishop Ward in the first game of the day, 55-48. They'll get Heston in the semifinals tomorrow at 4. Heston holding on, a wild finish against the 5 seed in Burlington. That was a 45-42 Heston win. Of course, here, the Silver Lake boys down 4 at the half. And the final game of the quarterfinals around 8 o'clock, it's going to be the 3 seed Cheney at 22-1 against Goodland, the Cowboys. The sixth seed with a record of 20-3. Get our score here at the half. Silver Lake trailing Lakin 23-19. A final 60-second timeout, and we're back for second half action right here on 96.9 The Pulse.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Here we go, getting ready to start the second half here in Hutchinson. It's going to be the starters, it appears, for both sides. Dane Johnson, DeAndre Rosano, Brody Dider, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson for Silver Lake. Third quarter starting line for the Eagles, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team, it needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Starters as well for the Bronx, Gomez, Esquivel, Ritzma, Dume, Patterson, and Oldham. Here we go, second half action here in Hutch. Eagles with the opening possession, working now left to right as you would turn us up on your dial. Dane Johnson to the rack, layup good. Dane Johnson, 11 points, first Eagle in double figures, 23-21, Lakin's lead trimmed to 2. 20 seconds into this third quarter, Dume, left block, kicks it back out into the corner. Patterson right back to Dume, two-man game, strength up and curls out, no good. Tipped out of bounds and going to the Eagles. Boy, Dume had a great look at the rack and just spun halfway down and out. Couldn't gather his offensive rebound, and he was last to touch it as it went out of bounds. Long pass into the front court here, and a foul is going to be called at midcourt by Gomez Esquivel, and that is his fourth. The Bronx leader in assists is going to have to sit with four fouls, and we still got 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That brings on Tyler Holloway real quick. Long pass, Dider beating the defense. Layup good! Dider, a two-point bucket. He's got five. A 4-0 start for the Eagles, and we're tied at 23. 40 seconds into this third quarter. Here's Holloway on a drive. Layup, no, it rims out. Fighting for the rebound, picked away by Jared Johnson. Chance for the Eagles to take their first lead. It's just the second tie of the game. Left corner three by Whitehead. It missed everything but backboard. Rebound cleared away by Ritzmo, who now has 12 rebounds in the game. A minute gone by, third period. We're deadlocked at 23-23. Here's Dume on the block. Quickly has to work over a triple team, and he does. Puts it up and in for two. Dume's got 8 points in the game. Bronx retake the lead at 25-23. Here's Whitehead into the front court, being hounded by Patterson. Gets it back up top here to Ritzma. Here's Dider working around a screen. Now a post touch. Left side on a Dider. Little floater. In and out. No. And a rebound for Dume. Here's Dume working. All 6-6. That should be a travel. It is. Turnover by the Bronx. Too many steps there for Nico Dume. And it goes back to the Eagles at 6:20 to go here in the third. Lakin 25, Silver Lake 23. Far side of the floor. On the sideline, it's going to be Jared Johnson to throw it in. Bronx continue to show that man-to-man full-court pressure. Here's Dane Johnson being guarded by 6'7" senior Austin Ritzma. Gets him on the left tip, driving, fading, can't make the shot. And a rebound here for the Bronx. As pushing into the front court is Tyler Holloway. He wants to go coast to coast, and he's called for a double dribble. Head coach Nate Schmidt is begging for that to not be called, but call was already made, and a turnover by the Bronx. Silver Lake gets it back about 2 minutes into this third quarter. 25-23, Bronx by two. Another chance to tie or take the lead here for Silver Lake. Here's Dane Johnson working around Holloway. Eagles fans wanting a foul. A little handsy here as Holloway defends near the midcourt line. Johnson backing out on the right wing. Spinning, fading off one foot. What a shot by Dane Johnson. He's got 13. 25-25. 5:40 to go, third quarter. The Eagles not backing down in any way, shape, or fashion in this game tonight. Here's Patterson, a straightaway three. Left rim, no. Tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Silver Lake. It'll stay here with the Bronx. 25-25. Deadlock tie. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. As Silver Lake brings on their first sub of the third quarter. That's going to be Amen Kaufman. As he will check in for Brody Dider. Kaufman had a great second quarter with 7 points. Going 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Here's Dume, left side of his own backboard. Gets it into the corner with Holloway. Left side on the wing. Dume, post touch. Turns, fires, a little bit strong, rebound Rosano. Good block out there by DeAndre Rosano. Eagles dealing with this full-court pressure. J.P. Whitehead on the dribble, waist high. Down the middle of the floor. Left high, or waist high left hand. Now works it here to the right wing. On the NJCAA logo, the home of the Hutchinson Community College basketball teams. Left side, Whitehead. Rosano, a post touch, lost it, out of bounds, and a turnover. Well, they tried to dump it down from the left wing to the left block to DeAndre Rosano, but the pass a little too high, and he couldn't gather in time before hitting the baseline. A turnover by Silver Lake. Hunter Rooks is into the game. Brody Dider back in as well here for Silver Lake. 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. We are tied at 25 all. Now Silver Lake wants to have a little pressure here and fun in the backcourt. Here's Holloway with it. One-handed pass near side, right at midcourt. It's Dume. Quickly, three bodies go at him, and he has to get rid of it quickly. Back to Holloway, working on the dribble. Dume, left side on the wing, holding at the right hip. Ritzma reversing. Holloway, a three. That is strong. Chasing it down in the corner is Silver Lake. That one gathered by Dider. Another chance for Silver Lake to gather a lead here. 25-25 tie. Here's Rooks. Nice dive. Kick left. Corner three. No, it's a little bit long. And a rebound cleared away by Holloway. Would have brought the house down with the Silver Lake fans behind us. Now saved into the corner. Long pass. Turnover by the Bronx. Garcia had to save it from going out of bounds. And now a steal. Layup. Good. Ross Ryder. Nice play, individual side of defense, and then took it himself the rest of the way to give the Bronx a 27-25 lead. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, quarter number three. Here's Rosano, left side on the wing. Has a right-handed dribble up top to Dider, looking right, goes that way into the corner, and it's lost out of bounds by Kaufman. Ill-advised turnover by the Eagles, and the Bronx get it back. Subs in on both sides. Oldham into the game for the Bronx. Jared Johnson checks back in as well, alongside Grady Bergman. Lake in 27, Silver Lake 25. 3:52 to go, third quarter. Dume will throw it in, right to Holloway. Man-to-man full court pressure defense being applied by the Eagles. They want to trap at midcourt. They get it off to Ryder. Now into the corner with Oldham. They work it 5-on-5 now in the front court. Had a chance maybe at some numbers there, but Silver Lake getting back in time. Dume at the elbow, diving, and oh my goodness me, a two-hand slam. Nico Dume, goodness. Emphatic four-point lead at 29-25, his second dunk of the game, and now a foul at midcourt committed by Noah Garcia. Four-point Lakin lead, that was their lead at the half, and that is their lead right now at 3:24 to go in quarter number three. Boy, Dume, 6'6", so athletic. A foreign exchange student from Gabon, Africa. Two of his buckets tonight. Emphatic two-hand jams. That one a moment ago. Dume defending as it's brought into the front court by Kaufman. Jared Johnson, a three. Front rim, no. And Dume right there to go high for the rebound. And a foul by Silver Lake as they were trying to rip it away from Dume. Foul is on Amen Kaufman, his second. And Silver Lake foul number one here in the quarter. You just can't let Lakin go on a run. You got to keep it tight the entire way. It has been that way from the jump. 29-25. Lakin gets it back in a four-point lead. Here's a trap near midcourt. Good job. They get it into the front court here. Does Oldham. Now he'll go all the way. Left-handed shot. Good. Coulter Oldham. His second bucket. He's got four and the lead is six. Silver Lake nearly turned it over on the inbounds pass, but it was last touched by the Bronx. Drew Patterson checks back in here for Lake, and they got momentum. A 6-0 run. They lead it by six. 31-25 at 2:57 to go here in the third quarter. Feel like this is a big possession on offense here for Silver Lake. A long pass all the way up the floor to Dider. Fades away from the sideline, and he's a little bit strong. No good. It was a decent look, but a backside rebound by Holloway. 6-point Bronx lead. Dume spinning at the elbow. Nearly lost his footing. His pass to the right side by Oldham is collected. He gathers, puts up a shot. Front rim, no. And rebounded away. Cleared by Dane Johnson. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake with the ball, trailing by six. Dane Johnson, 13 points tonight for the Eagles. Going to work. Left side pass to Whitehead. Now a post touch here. Double shot, no good, but a foul. And it should be on the shot. That'll put Dane Johnson at the line. And the foul on Lakin against Dume, that is his second. 2:23 to go in the third quarter. 31-25, Lakin by six. Dane Johnson will shoot free throws here. His first is good. He's 4 for 5 at the line tonight and has 14 points. Ritzma back into the game, replacing Noah Garcia, so you exit out 6 feet and you bring on 6'7". Second free throw by Johnson, pure as well. 15 in the game for Dane Johnson. It's back to 4, 31-27, Lakin. Silver Lake nearly getting a steal near midcourt. Dume, nice 2-on-1. Ritzma gathers and finishes. Too easy at the rim. 6-6 to 6-7, and Ritzma has 8. And now a foul as Lakin gets aggressive here in the full court. And the foul on Holloway, his first. That's the last foul to give for the Bronx, their fourth of the quarter. 2:08 to go in this frame. Lakin leading right now, 33-27. Here is Jared Johnson to throw it in. Dumps it in fairly close to his teammate Dane Johnson, who's going to work on the dribble on Dume. Right-handed dribbles near sideline right in front of us, stopping in front of midcourt. Long pass to Whitehead, high left on the wing. He's being guarded by Drew Patterson. Now a left side touch on the wing here for Dyer. Wants a ball screen left. Using good switch there by Lakin. Right side pass. Jared in the corner for three. Gets it to go. Jared Johnson from downtown. His first basket of the game, and it's a three-point Lakin lead. 33-30, 1:35 and counting, third quarter. Monster shot from the right side corner for Jared Johnson. Here's Holloway. Thought about it. On the right wing. Now Dume a touch, and he's bumped from behind. And the foul's going to be on Jared Johnson, his second. And just the second Silver Lake team in the period. Lakin's going to throw it in underneath as Ritzma will get the ball from the official. They dump it straight away. Now Dume, left elbow, going to work. There is a shot short. Rebound for Dider. Knocked away, able to gather and gets it off to Dane Johnson. Great look by Dume, couldn't convert. 33-30, Silver Lake down by a triple. A minute 13 to go in this third. Lakin has won 20 consecutive games. Johnson in the paint, hangs and hits off the window. 17 for Dane Johnson. And now it's a one-point game with a minute to go. Here's a drive and an easy bucket at the rim for Tyler Holloway. Big first bucket for him. It's back to 3. 35-32 Lakin. 50 seconds to go and counting. Third quarter. Here's Whitehead right in front of midcourt working on the dribble. Left side pass, Dider on the wing. Holds it left hip, now swings it through, dribbling waist high with the right, curls, pass to Rosano, right to Dume, and a steal. Turnover by Silver Lake. Dume into the front court, wants to go all the way, shot good, and one. Nico Dume, 12 and a chance for one more at the line, and it's back to 5, 37-32. That's a big swing there in favor of the Bronx. 31 seconds left in the period. Nico Dume, 6'6" senior, 18 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's got 12 points here tonight. Chance to add one more at the stripe. As we will get a sub into the game. Next dead ball, his free throw's no good, and a foul on the rebound attempt going against Ross Ryder, who just checked into the game, and a bad foul there for the Bronx. Eagles will walk the other way to shoot free throws. Couple of bodies in there. Who's getting the freebies here for Silver Lake? It looks like it's going to be Dane Johnson. And it will be. Dane Johnson, 17 points here in this game. He's got 8 here in the quarter. And his first free throw is good. Now 6 for 7 at the line tonight. Now has 9 points here in the quarter. 18 in the game. Lake in 37. Silver Lake 33. 31.1 seconds left here in the third quarter. Now the officials huddled up before this second free throw. Not sure what the discussion was there, but Silver Lake's going to bring on a sub. It's Amen Kaufman replacing DeAndre Rosano. So after a little pause in the action, Johnson set for his second freebie. To get it back to a one-possession game, it's on the way, got it to go. He has made 7 consecutive free throws, and he's got 19 to lead all scorers. 37-34, Lakin by three. 31 seconds to go here in the third. Dume will throw it in. Not much pressure here, but create a trap here at midcourt. Backing out is Holloway. Gets it up the floor, and some contact and a foul on the right wing against Grady Bergman. That's his second. And Silver Lake team foul number four. So Lakin will throw it in. Far sideline. About 10 feet in front of midcourt, right in front of their own bench. It'll be Drew Patterson to throw it in. But a sub is coming in. That's going to be Noah Garcia replacing Ross Ryder. Big defensive possession here for Silver Lake. On the right wing, it's Tyler Holloway. Would think the Bronx want to play for the final opportunity here in the quarter. Down to 15 seconds. Holloway still on dribble with the right wing, guarded by J.P. Whitehead. Still on that right wing. Now left-handed dribbles up to the top of the key. Hands it off to Oldham right there. 6 seconds in the lane. Shot. Offensive foul. Oldham picks up the foul on the charge. And Silver Lake will have 4 seconds left here in the quarter to go the full length. Dane Johnson back in. Also Ross Ryder in as well for the Bronx. 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. Lake in by three. The 2-7 matchup here in the first round of the state tournament, and the 7 seed giving the 2 seed everything and a little bit more. An exciting low-scoring affair we have had to this point. Let's see what Silver Lake does, needing to go the full length of the floor here. Dane Johnson will throw it in. J.P. Whitehead, he's bumped near midcourt, and he's going to be called for a double dribble before he got a half-court shot off. And a turnover by Silver Lake, and now just .6. Here for the Bronx near midcourt. It is catch and shoot only. No time for a dribble. Costly mistake there, but the Eagles need to avoid letting one get up in time here to cap off a third quarter. Rosano's going to check in for defense. Whitehead gets a breather. 0.6 seconds left. Near sideline being thrown at midcourt. They get it into Patterson. No, it's going to be a half-court heave at the buzzer, and it's well off the target. No good. And a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. Quarterfinals here at the state tournament. Lakin 37, Silver Lake 34. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Brandon Tadman, MJ, our studio producer, here on the Pulse. Dane Johnson, Brody Dider, DeAndre Rosano, J.P. Whitehead, and Jared Johnson. Fourth quarter lineup, it's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Right out the gate, a missed shot inside, and a rebound for Dane Johnson, and he is fouled 12 seconds into the fourth quarter. 37-34 Bronx here in Hutchinson. It has been tight from the jump. Silver Lake has never led in this game. There have been three ties. But they can tie it again if they can knock down a triple here on this possession. Here is J.P. Whitehead, first Eagles possession of the fourth quarter, guarded by Dume. He's given up a lot of size in that matchup. Here's Dider, curling around the arc, stops on the right wing, into the corner now. Dane Johnson going to work, spinning on Oldham, back up top Dider, just in front of the three-point line, dumps it into the corner with Whitehead. He's closed out by Dume. Thought about a three, I'm not sure, with that much length. Back up top to Jared Johnson, ball fake, driving, a lot of contact, shot, no, but a foul. And it's going to be a blocking foul, and Jared Johnson will shoot two. Let's see who that Lakin foul is on. And that is Drew Patterson's third and the second here in the quarter. 7:18 to go in the game. 3-point Silver Lake deficit. Trying to chip away at the line with Jared Johnson, and he knocks in the first free throw. 4 in the game for Jared Johnson, all here in the second half. 37-35, chance to get it to 1. Johnson's free throw is pure, nothing but nylon. A one-point Lakin lead, 7:15 to go in the game. It's 37-36. Toomey doubled near midcourt, gets it off here to Oldham. Oldham driving from the right wing and gets one up and in off the window. Difficult finish for Coulter Oldham. He's got 6 and 3 baskets. 39-36 Lakin, a minute into the fourth quarter. Here's Dane Johnson, 2 steps in front of midcourt. Working near side, now dribbling on the wing. Ritzma defending to the rack. Shot good and the foul. What a play by Dane Johnson. He's got 21 and he can tie it with 1 here at the charity stripe. Third foul already in the quarter for Lakin, and this one on Ritzma, his third. 39-38, Dane Johnson going to work here tonight. 12 of his 21 here in the second half. He is 7 of 8 at the line. To tie it. Can't do it. Rims out. Announcer jinx. I'll take the blame on that one. 6:45 to go in the game. 39-38 Lakin. Trip to the semifinals here at the state tournament on the line. This is a 2-7 matchup. Silver Lake has not led at any point. Toomey in the post. Quickly triple team. Turning. Fading. Short on the shot. Fighting for the rebound. Jared has it. That's Jared Johnson for Silver Lake. Eagles have a chance to take their first lead of the game here in the fourth quarter. Dume guarding Dane Johnson, leading all scorers tonight with 21 points. 39-38. Lakin by 1. Can the Eagles take their first lead? Here's Dider in the corner. Thought about a long 2. Instead, they reverse it left side. Whitehead, corner 3. In and out, no. Johnson fighting for the rebound, and it's out of bounds. Correction, that was Dider. Boy, he flew over all 6-7 Ritzma to try to get that rebound, but he just couldn't gather it enough to keep it in play. So Lakin gets it back, leading by 1. We're 2 minutes in. We got 6 to go in the final quarter. If you're listening, don't turn us off. Fantastic finish ahead. Oldham spinning to the rack. Offensive foul again. The 4th charge taken by Silver Lake. Nate Schmidt, the head coach for the Bronx, can't believe it. Another chance for the Eagles to take their first lead. Kaufman checks in. Also Rooks as well. Bronx 39, Eagles 38. 5:51 to go in this game. Can the Eagles take their first lead here in the fourth quarter? Here's Dane Johnson, guarded by Dume. It's been a heck of a matchup between those two tonight. Here's Rooks. First touch here in the fourth quarter for him. Now Dider on the left wing. Wants a high ball screen. Gets it from Dane Johnson. Dider still going to work. Left side kick. Rooks for 3. It's too strong. He airballed it. Gomez Escobel getting the rebound. He wants to push the pace. He's got 4 fouls. Diving in. Kicking in the corner. Patterson a 3. Short. And a rebound for Jared Johnson. Third straight possession with a chance to take their first lead. Oldham defending. Dane Johnson. And now a whistle and a timeout by Silver Lake. It's a full. We'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. Lakin 39, Eagles 38, 5:11 to go in the game. Back after a timeout here on 96.9, The Pulse.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena here in Hutchinson, Kansas. Our studio producer is MJ. I'm Brandon Salmon here on The Pulse. The Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. First round action here at the state tournament in the 3A classification. The Silver Lake boys, the 7th seed, trailing number 3 ranked and 2 seed Lakin, 39-38. 5:11 to go in this game. Out of the timeout, Dane Johnson will trigger in the inbounds pass. Gets it off into Rooks. two steps in front of the midcourt line, near sideline. His pass tipped away on the floor, picked up, stolen by Gomez Esquivel, and out of the timeout, Silver Lake turns it over. Bronx by one, 5 minutes to go in the game. That was a big turnover there. Dume, a block touch. Gomez Esquivel, open left wing three, in and out, and a rebound for Brody Deiter. Boy, that was a great look for Gomez Esquivel. Couldn't convert. Fourth opportunity here for Silver Lake to take their first lead of the game. Here's Jared Johnson, right side on the wing. Short corner right. Now on the wing, in front of the three-point line. Dane Johnson backing down, kicks it into Rooks. Now into the corner. It's Kaufman stepping back. Free throw line jumper. Good! And the foul! Silver Lake, their first lead of the game at 40-39. Kaufman had 9 points in the game and a chance for one more. That is the fifth foul of the fourth quarter on the Bronx. Eagles in the bonus the rest of the way. It's the fourth foul on Oldham. Wow. The first lead of the game for Silver Lake. The free throw is good by Amen Kaufman. He has got 10. 41-39 Silver Lake. Do you believe, Eagles fans? Here's Dume, top of the key, 4:20 to go in the game. Here's Gomez Esquivel, dribbling waist high with the left hand, holding up the number two for the play call with the right. Here's Dume, working back top of the key, going on Dane Johnson, right-handed shot, good. Nico Dume with 14, and we're tied at 41. Halfway in, halfway home here in the fourth quarter, in this quarterfinal matchup here in Hutch. Working into the front court, J.P. Whitehead on the dribble. He is being guarded by Drew Patterson. 41-41 tie. Left side on the wing now. Wants a ball screen, not using. Gets in the paint. Fadeaway Jay. It's too strong. Tipped into the hands of Deiter. Gets his own miss. Second chance opportunity here. Backed out by Dane Johnson. 3.5 minutes to go. We're deadlocked at 41-41. Dume on the defense here. That has been a popular matchup here tonight. Dane Johnson now switched on by Gomez Esquivel. Fading away. Short on a shot from the right corner. Tipped all the way to the left corner, and Lakin picks it up with Holloway. Here's Lakin with Holloway going behind the back. Wants to go in. Shot up. No. Battle for the rebound, and it's picked up by Silver Lake and Brody Deiter. Another chance to take the lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. We're tied at 41. Here's Dane Johnson right side working back head of the circle. As the left-handed dribbles, it goes off to J.P. Whitehead. Under 3 minutes to go in this game. We are deadlocked, even Stevens, 41-41. Deiter working on Dume, right side to Jared Johnson in the corner. Gets to the elbow, spins, kicks it back out. Deiter on a drive, back. Jared Johnson a three. It was partially blocked. And a rebound for Ritzma, and then he is fouled. Great closeout by the Bronx defense. And the foul against Silver Lake is going against Brody Deiter, his second. Just the first team foul here in the fourth quarter for Silver Lake. 2:33 to go. 41-41 tie. Bronx get the ball back. Here we go. Here's Gomez Esquivel into the front court. Right side on the wing. They get it to Dume high left. He wants to go in out with the dribble. Gets to the elbow. He is doubled and a reach-in foul there. They get Jared Johnson here with his third and team number two against Silver Lake. We're down to 2:20. 41-41 tie. Bronx will throw it in with Dume right side of his own backboard. Holds it left hip. Looking for the right corner. Gets it there to Holloway. Gomez Esquivel now on the right wing. They set it. Patterson, corner three. Front rim, no. Good rebound for Jared Johnson. He blocked out 6-7 Ritzma and pulled it down with two hands. 2:05 to go. We're deadlocked at 41. Silver Lake chance to take their second lead of the game with 2 minutes to go. Up top, J.P. Whitehead with it. Holds it left hip. Holds up a fist for the right-handed play call. Right now, Bergman on the dribble. Dane Johnson doubled on the block. Spinning shot up and good! Dane Johnson 23, Eagles 43, Lakin 41, 1:40 to go. They go to Ritzma on the elbow, kicks it back out. Holloway thought about it. Now he's going to fire a three. That's off the heel strong. And a foul on Lakin on the rebound attempt. What a block out by J.P. Whitehead, and he'll shoot free throws. Eagles the momentum. The foul is on Drew Patterson, his fourth. At the free throw line, J.P. Whitehead, maybe the biggest free throws of his high school career. 43-41 Silver Lake, 1:31 to go in the game. J.P.'s first is out, no good. It was halfway down and came out. Brody Dider checks back in. Brady Bergman gets a seat. Also back in for Lake and his Coulter Oldham. 43-41 Silver Lake, 91 seconds to go in the game. J.P. Whitehead, one more free throw here. And he got that one to go. Monster free throw for Whitehead. His first point is a monster one. Silver Lake by three. 90 seconds to go in the game. 44-41. Gomez Esquivel left side. Dume on the wing. Spins, facing the basket. Wants to go to work. Shot, angles, put it up and in. Difficult finish by Dume. He's got 16. Silver Lake's lead is down to one. 44-43, 70 seconds to go in the game. Let's see how Lake can defend here. They have no fouls to give. Here's Whitehead. Now Dider, left side, working on Dume. Dribbling right side of the floor. Short corner right, it's Dane Johnson. Back down into the right corner. Good defense here by Oldham. Backed out to the right wing. 51 seconds to go in the game. Silver Lake by one. How long does Lake can go? They clear it away. Whitehead, left side to Dider. Down to 42 seconds. Lake and fans wanting a foul, but a timeout called by Shannon Krueger in Silver Lake. It is a 30. We're not going anywhere. Silver Lake 44. Lake in 43. 40 seconds remain in this game. The Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Our studio producer tonight here on The Pulse is MJ. I'm Brandon Tabman here courtside, the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The 7 seed Silver Lake Eagles, 44. The 2 seed and number 3 ranked Lake and Bronx, 43. What a night for Dane Johnson with 23 points to lead all scorers. Amen Kaufman with 10 points as well off the bench. Nico Dume leading the Bronx with 16. And Austin Ritzbump has 8, second in that category for the Bronx. Out of the timeout, far side of the floor, Silver Lake the 1-point lead and the ball. It'll be Jared Johnson to throw it in, but he's got Austin Ritzma, all 6-7 of them in front of him. Does get it into Dane Johnson, left side, and he is bumped and fouled at 37 and a half seconds to go. A chance for 2 free throws here for Dane Johnson. Silver Lake by 1. Once again, 37 and a half seconds to go in the game. Boy, Johnson's been sensational tonight. 23 points. Monster opportunities at the line. His first is short. There was no bend to the knees in that one, and it showed on that release. 37 and a half seconds to go. 44-43 Silver Lake. Second by Johnson. Short, he did it again. And now fighting for the rebound. Is it going to be a jump ball? It is. And the possession arrow is to Silver Lake. What a job by Grady Bergman tying up Dume. Silver Lake, after 2 missed free throws, get a tie up and get it back on the alternate possession. Bergman, what a play there for Silver Lake. So now the Eagles by 1. 36 seconds to go, set to throw it in underneath their own basket. Jared Johnson has to throw it in. He can't do so. Silver Lake has to call a timeout. Let's check to see if it's a 30 or a full. May not matter. We're probably going to keep it right here anyways. Blood pressure rising. It's a full, but we're not going anywhere. Silver Lake 44, Lake in 43, 36 seconds left in the game. Silver Lake just getting the ball back after Dane Johnson missed 2 free throws. Would have put Silver Lake up 3 if he was able to knock him in. Both were short. It looked like Dume had the rebound for the Bronx, and he was immediately tied up by Grady Bergman, and the alternate possession gave it back to the Eagles. Goodness me, what an upset this would be if Silver Lake can hold on. Galena and Heston, 1 semifinal set for tomorrow at 4. The winner here will get the winner of Cheney and Goodland which is coming up right after this one at 8 o'clock. My goodness, what a day it has been. Silver Lake, 36 seconds away from one of the biggest upsets in all classifications in day number two. It'll be Brody Dider to throw it in right side of his own backboard. Looking, able to bounce it into Dane Johnson. Had it knocked away, out of bounds, and Dume the last to touch. 33 and a half seconds to go. Silver Lake will now throw it in from the near sideline, close to the corner. This time, Jared Johnson will trigger it in. Bounces it into Dane, guarded by Dume, down to 31 seconds, dribbling around the arc, and he's fouled right there. 29.3, and Dane Johnson, after just missing two in a row, is right back to the line in the same scenario with a 44-43 lead. And that foul on Gomez Esquivel, and he is fouled out of the game. 29.3 ticks left. Dane Johnson at the line for Silver Lake. His first free throw is good. Little more bend to the knees in that one. He's got 24. 45-43, Silver Lake. 29.3 to go. His second is good. 3 points, Silver Lake lead. Johnson's got 25. Working into the front court. Here's Holloway. Here's Oldham on a curl. Backing down. Gets to the block. Might have got away with a walk. Puts it up. In and one. Wow. Oldham with an and one and a chance to tie the game. With 18 seconds to go, the foul was on Dane Johnson, his second. What an end to this game coming your way. Oldham for the tie. Swish. 18 seconds left. 46-46 tie. Here's Dider. Right back to Dane Johnson, guarded by Dume. 12 seconds left. He's high right on the wing. A chance to win it at the buzzer here in regulation. Johnson, 5 seconds, going to work on Dume. Driving shot, but a foul! It's on the floor. Dane Johnson will shoot free throws with 3 seconds left in the game. The foul was on Dume, his third. Unbelievable stuff. Dane Johnson at the line. 3 seconds, game is tied, his first is good. Silver Lake takes the lead. Johnson's got 26 in the game, and Lakin's got to call a timeout. It is a full, we're not going anywhere. Someone check the blood pressure, it's through the roof. Eagles 47, Lakin 46. Dane Johnson will have one more free throw. Out of the timeout, Lakin, they still have multiple timeouts to use, but they only have 3 seconds on the dot. What a game this has been tonight here on the Pulse. Check the Pulse if you're listening. Appreciate MJ doing the Lord's work back in the studios. Brandon Tamman again with you courtside. Can the Eagles pull one of the biggest upsets here in the first round of any state tournament across the board? We're about to find out. Dane Johnson, an incredible effort with 26 points tonight. He has lived at the free throw line. He just knocked one in to give Silver Lake the 1 point lead. He will have one more out of the timeout. And again, Lakin has still multiple timeouts in their back pocket, but they only have 3 seconds to work. Dane Johnson at the line to give Silver Lake a 2 point lead. It's pure. 27 in the game and a timeout for Lakin. Another full, but we'll step aside. We got to take a quick 30. MJ, take it over. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I have to feel sorry for you here on the Pulse. The Silver Lake boys leading Lakin 48-46. 3 seconds left in the game. Lakin's got to go the full length of the floor after Dane Johnson just broke the tie with a pair at the line. Lakin does have two timeouts, but again, just 3 seconds left. It's thrown in, knocked away, Dane Johnson a steal! That'll do it! Silver Lake wins the game! Oh, baby, the Eagles! Flying high into the semifinals, and they knock out the number 3 ranked team in the state and in the Bronx 20 game winning streak. Your final score, Silver Lake 48, Lakin 46. Gunness! Post game coming your way next here on 96.9 The Pulse.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Absolutely incredible game as the Silver Lake boys, with one of the biggest upsets in round number one across all classifications, the Bronx 20-game winning streak is over. 48-46, Silver Lake. The final score, unbelievable game here in Hutchinson. MJR studio producer, I'm Brandon Tabb, and we'll have back-to-back Silver Lake games tomorrow night across our networks at 6 and 8 o'clock. Those networks are yet to be determined. We'll get that put out here either later tonight or first thing tomorrow morning, but we got to dive into this game again. 48-46, Silver Lake. It was an unbelievable game. And Silver Lake, they didn't have a lead until midway through the fourth quarter. They trailed the entire way as this game was tight throughout the jump. But it was a 14-9 Silver Lake advantage in the final quarter And they win it on two free throws with 3 seconds left by Dane Johnson, who went absolutely bananas tonight with 27 points and 8 rebounds, including 11 of 15 at the line. He was 8 of 13 from the floor. He added an assist and a steal as well. But that individual effort, I will tell you what, should go down in Silver Lake boys basketball history as one to be remembered, no doubt about it. Going through the stats once again, 10 points for Amen Kaufman off the bench. They got 5 from Brody Dider and Jared Johnson. And then they also got 1 point from J.P. Whitehead. Nico Dume, the leading scorer for Lakin. Again, they came into this game on a 20-game winning streak, but it ends in tough fashion tonight. Their season ends with a record of 22-2. Silver Lake moves to 19-5. Again, Dume, 16 points, 8 rebounds. He had 5 assists and 3 steals. He was the lone Bronc in double figures tonight. Coulter Oldham had 9. Austin Ritzma had 8 points to go along with 13 rebounds. They also got 3 points apiece from Adric Gomez Escobel and Noah Garcia. They also got 3 points from Drew Patterson and also 2 points apiece from Tyler Holloway and Ross Ryder. Shooting numbers in this game for Silver Lake, they finish 14 of 38 from the floor, 36.8%, just 2 for 11 from 3, that is 18%, but 18 of 24 at the free throw line, 75% in that category. Lakin, they only shot 6 free throws in the game, and they only hit 1. From 3-point range, they were 3 of 19. That is just south of 16%. And overall from the floor, they were 21 of 57. They took 19 more shots than Silver Lake. Yet the Eagles flying high with a 2-point win. Points off turnovers. Lakin 12, Silver Lake 6. Points in the paint. Lakin 36, Silver Lake 18. Fast break points. Lakin 14, Silver Lake 6. And the bench production 10-7. In favor of Silver Lake. 48-46, Silver Lake wins it. A final timeout. We'll wrap up this broadcast right after this here on 96.9 KOZA.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have 2 convenient locations. Well-trained technicians and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Looking to recharge, renew, and revitalize? Welcome to Socorro Wellness Center in Topeka, where we blend modern science with holistic healing. We are a one-stop wellness shop that houses several other alternative medicine businesses to bring you a variety of options to help you feel your best. At Socorro Wellness Center, we're dedicated to helping you live a healthier, happier life. Check us out online at SocoroWellnessCenter.com. Like us on Facebook. Socorro, where we are together better.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back one final time here, courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, the Class 3A Boys State Basketball Championship Tournament. The Silver Lake boys with one of the biggest upsets across any classification I would put it on in these first couple of days of the State Basketball Championship Tournaments. Again, it's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, as Silver Lake wins it over Lakin, 48-46. Two Dane Johnson free throws with 3 seconds left, the difference as the Eagles advance, and they will face the winner of the final quarterfinal matchup, which is set to start in about 23 minutes. 3 seed and 22-1 Cheney, and 20-3 and 6 seed Goodland. So I'm going to hang around, not going to lie. We're going to catch some of this game as we got to get preparations going for not only the Silver Lake boys tomorrow night, but the Silver Lake girls as well. Both teams are in the semifinals. The Silver Lake girls will take on Heston in a rematch of last year's championship game. That'll be at 6 o'clock as of right now on 103.9 KNZA, and I would believe, and we'll get this information out as soon as possible, that the Silver Lake boys at 8 o'clock following that tomorrow night against either Cheney or Goodland, that would probably be right here on 96.9 The Pulse. So hang with us. A ton of action still to come over the next couple of days. Both teams for the Silver Lake boys and girls guaranteed two more games, but state championships are still in sight for both Eagle squads. And that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight courtside. Again, appreciate the hard work from MJ in our studios. And I'm Brandon Tam, and the final score, one final time, the Silver Lake boys 48, the Lakin Bronx 46. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the semifinals right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.